The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 293 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of August 24th, 2021. This week, phone recordings of Spidey's sticky web, Marvel makes us ponder what if, and Musk is saying it's Judgment Day. TJ, and I've got with me CJ. Yeah, Dom's still on vacation. He's having a ball. Playing Control the last time I saw him, so
I just uninstalled it to make space for a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, it's why I wiped my computer, because I started losing track of what was on what hard drive. So I was like, fuck it, it's all going. which was fun because I had originally had Windows on a standard SSD and I wanted to move it to my M.2.
Okay.
But I don't have a key because I have Dom's cracked Windows 7.
Shh, they're listening.
Oh no, they're going to find out. So I had to down on another program to copy Windows to the M.2 wipe it. Yeah, that was all fun games. And then reinstall everything and wipe everything. So
Jesus.
I have now clean stuff, and now I know where things are going to be saved.
Like a colonoscopy. TJ's cleaned out.
And I had to get a external, because the last external I bought was like, I don't know, 2005. So yeah. I need something with a little space on it. I actually got a standard external. I didn't get an SSD, but I was like, it's only for holding stuff. Like, I don't care about writing speed to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like I'm transferring crazy amounts of data. It's mostly MP3s, PDFs, stuff like that. So
I think for me, when it comes to like that shit, like, because we have a NAS device for like our Plex server that has like, I think it's a Western Digital, but like, it's a hard drive, you know, it's not an SSD, and that bothers me. Like, when I hear that thing, like, doing the like, I'm just like, this thing's gonna fail like any day. Like, I know it's brand new and I like just bought it, it's like a couple months old, but I'm just like, this is old technology.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, I could, you know, build a new computer, but I think it was NVIDIA. Was it NVIDIA that just said that the shortage for for video cards will run through 2022? Yeah. So I'm fucked, because I really wanted to upgrade my computer this year, but that shit ain't happening.
Yep. Nope. Fuck you.
If you're looking to upgrade your computer, you're fucked until at least 2023. Which seems ridiculous.
Yay.
Or you can buy a video card at like four times the price.
Yeah, fuck that.
So, moving on from our computer stories to what are you playing? CJ, you're playing something on Game Pass?
I am. So I haven't been playing games for so long because newsflash, I bought a house and it's been a process, guys.
Yeah.
Buying houses is not easy.
We're old. We're going to talk about mortgages now.
Yeah, before we talk about this, we're like, our muscles are hurt, our bones are broken. I got out of bed this morning and pulled something. Then I went in the bathroom and pulled something.
If you don't get out of bed and go, ugh.
Yeah. You know
you're
what's
not
funny?
Doing it right.
My kid does that now. Like, if he, I'm like, are you copying me? Like, he'll lift something up and he'll like grunt, be like, ugh. Like, I'm like, you're lifting an empty box. Like, how heavy can that be? Or he'll just like move to get off the couch. Ugh. And I'm like, dude, I don't sound like that, do I?
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, yeah.
You
so,
old shit.
I wasn't paying attention to my Game Pass because of all the shit going on and didn't realize that it ran out. So I repurchased Game Pass and was like, let me see what's on there.
Do you buy like the monthly?
So first off, I am a bargain hunter and will literally not pay for Game Pass unless I can find a way to like schmooze my way into like extra shit. So I signed up for Crunchyroll for the trial, which you don't have to pay for to get the 3 months. And apparently, like I think I said this to you guys, they had no keys, and I had to wait until I think today I got the key, but I wanted to play games.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was really annoying. So I didn't wait for it, and I just paid the $10 for
it. Yeah, it's not that expensive, you cheap bitch.
I just paid for it. I'm buying a house, TJ.
$10 isn't going to fucking
everything
hit you in the wallet.
Is expensive.
Yeah, whore.
but I was just like looking on there just to see what's to play. Because a lot of good stuff that's about to come out, and you know, I want Game Pass for when Back for Blood comes out.
Yeah, oh my god, that's gonna be amazing. 12 Minutes just came out. I gotta play that.
That's what I wanted
to
play.
One with
Willem Dafoe,
a bunch of I think
James McAvoy.
So and apparently it's gotten good reviews. So I'm like, I might try it, even though it's not my type of thing. But just because it's so crazy,
just a weird story based.
Yeah, it's a weird story-based thing, so I'm just like, I'll give it a shot. Game Pass is getting a lot of stuff. Xbox, we'll talk about Gamescom next week, because only at the start of this recording, only Xbox had theirs. Yeah. They're the major ones tomorrow, I think, the 25th, which has a lot of stuff coming out. Xbox just showed off a lot of stuff that is coming up. They showed off a lot of Forza Horizon 5, which I'm excited that they showed off.
Yeah,
they showed off like some of the cars and, you know, the area and stuff like that. A lot of Psychonauts 2 as well. Just Xbox today. The rest of them will be next week, but so we'll talk about that next week.
All right, so anyway, I was looking for stuff to play. There's a couple of new things, like Art of the Rally. I was playing a little bit. I don't know if you've seen that. It's like this little like dinky like ode to rally cars that was really interesting and weird. Check it out. I think you'd like it. It's like a top-down racing game called I think it's Art of the Rally or Art of Rally. Pretty cool, like a little rally car racing game. But you know, Art I played that rally. For a little bit, and I played.
Oh, it's a weird it graphics. Is. It's it's almost like The Long Dark has that kind of cel-shaded, almost graphic type thing.
Yeah. It feels like a game I'd play on my iPad, though. Like, that's the thing about it.
Yeah, is this like a...
It's very simple.
First person, or is it like above?
It's above. Yeah, it's a top-down racing game.
Yeah,
so
it seems like an iPad kind of game.
Yeah. I played little Age of Empires 2 with a few people.
Oh, God.
We did like a six-person Age of Empires 2 with like... It was me and another person who like do not play the game at all and don't know it. And then two people who are like really good at the game. And one of those people is very good at the game. And
there's an in between with games like that where it's like you either suck or you are like the greatest in the world. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was kind of just like sitting on the side, like twiddling my thumbs, like, oh, I'm going to build this. Yeah, I'll upgrade this. And I look over and they're like, I've got this massive army ready to go. And I'm like, oh, I got like six archers and like a couple dudes. And it's like,
and then all of a sudden their army surrounds your fucking town. You're like, well,
I was like, I don't think I've been playing this right, guys. But yeah, that was fun. We did that for a night. But anyway, I've been playing, and this is a weird one. So I've been playing Disneyland Adventures because I was looking for co-op games that I could play with my toddler, my three-year-old.
You Disney bitch.
And this was one of those co-op games that we happened to try. And I think next up I'm going to try with him because he's really excited about it is Dirt 5, but I'll get to that another time. We haven't tried it yet. But anyway, Disneyland Adventures, it came out in like 2017, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this game? And it's basically like you create characters to walk around Disneyland, taking pictures, getting autographs signed by the face characters, and going on rides. Now...
It was a Kinect game. That's why.
Was it a Kinect? Sense now.
Because it's all. Oh. I remember this game coming out. Yeah, it was all motion stuff.
Yeah. So there's this weird thing. Whenever it's like, they're like, okay, we're gonna take a picture and do the pose, and I'm just like, I'm literally just like hitting buttons and like, I'm like, how the fuck do I do poses? And like nothing happens, and then it just does
it
the same.
It was a 360 Kinect game.
Oh, now it makes sense.
I remember this now. Yeah.
Okay. If it was with Kinect, I don't think the game would be as fun, to be honest. I think.
I mean, Kinect sucked to begin with, yeah. So it wasn't great.
It's just a great game because the thing is, like, only one person gets to be in charge, like when you're playing the game. So like, I can easily just hand him the other controller, and like when we go on the rides and are actually playing like the games of the rides, because like each ride in the park has like 3 to 4 different games that you can play that like tell a story. And it's literally just usually like moving your person around, like up and down, left and right, maybe jumping every once in a while. It's very simple. It's perfect for a toddler. It was great.
Yeah.
But the problem I'm having with the game is that it's like very much Riddler trophies and like that Lego syndrome where it's just like,
we're getting like all the gold ones.
It's like, you're 8% complete. I'm like, I'm only 8% complete. I was like, I've been playing
time
this game for like
this bitch.
I was like, I got 100% complete this fucker. Like, I can't. So like, yeah, I'm playing this like
how
random,
like close to it is to the actual parks. Cause it's, is it Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland. Disneyland. I don't know.
I've never been to Disneyland, so I don't know.
Based
what
on
that looks like.
Yeah. Based on what I'm seeing in there, it seems like it's pretty damn close. And it's pretty cool. And the game takes forever to load for some reason.
Which is weird since it's a 360 game.
Yeah.
Playing on a PC.
It's like a 4 or 5 year old game on a PC. And like,
it's probably
I have
more
other
than that.
More, way more intensive games that load quicker on my computer. And for some reason, this one's just
probably
like,
because the port. So,
yeah.
It released in November 15th of 2011.
No, 2011? Yep.
2011.
It said 2017.
It was a 360 game. It was a 360 game. It probably got re-released again.
Fuck off.
Yeah, with a remaster for the Xbox One and Windows in 2017. But the original game came out in 2011.
The new version released on 2017. Yeah. Oh.
But I mean, new version means they took away the Kinect stuff.
The Kinect
and
stuff.
The buttons.
Wow, this game is that. Oh, it's 10
yeah,
years
it's
old.
It's 10 years old, dude.
Holy
it was a 360
shit.
Game.
I did not know this.
And it was like one of the, I think it was one of the first for the Kinect, or very close. Because, I mean, the Kinect came out, they made a few games, and we're like, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, yeah. The thing is, the game is very capitalist. I mean, you're literally collecting each game and around
the
park.
It's Disneyland.
You're literally collecting money so you can buy merchandise from their stores. It's so good. It just cracks me up. It is so funny.
Yeah, it only came out a year after the Kinect came out. So, like... Okay. It was just riding that coattail, that Kinect.
All right.
However well that did.
For what it is, and like a Disney fan, I think it's a pretty fun game to play. And it is like a really easy game to play with like a kid, especially since like they can't control the main character. They can only control their own character. So you can like force them around the park to do all this stuff. So that was nice. And, you know, if you like Disney stuff, then you're going to like this as well. Like, there's a lot of really cool stuff. The games are really I mean, it's very simple. It's from 2011. And it's a Kinect game. So it was meant to be simple. But
it's a Disneyland Adventures game. You're not looking for, like, the greatest graphics in the world. Yeah. Shit. Like,
and I wasn't expecting that. I thought it would just be a simple, like, stupid little, like, walk around the park thing that he would get a kick out of. But now I'm just like, I got 100% this bitch. So, like, I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do about it.
You have a problem.
I have to complete
it. You're playing a 10-year-old game.
Yeah. So I paid $10 on Game Pass to play a 10-year-old Kinect game.
Oh, boy.
Cheers.
Yeah, I was like, this looked really familiar. And I was like, I thought this was a Kinect game. And then, like, the first picture is, like, 360 Kinect. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Good to know.
I would recommend there's a custom server for Minecraft that does, like, a one-for-one replacement of Disney World. In Minecraft, where you can like ride the rides and all the shops work and stuff, you would need like crazy, like my computer above to like run the fucking thing because like it's so goddamn laggy.
It's huge.
But
yeah.
I've seen it played like, and
I'm
it's,
sure with people connecting to it.
Yeah.
Unless you can see it.
I saw a Let's Play of it, and there was one guy who's like a really big Disney World fan. And he was like, all right, I just go down this street and hang a left and I'm there. And he's like, holy shit, this is really accurate.
Yeah.
So go check that out too if you have That's a computer awesome. That won't explode.
Yeah. See
ya. So also, we watched some stuff, not together, but CJ reminded me that What If 2 episodes came out. We're going to have some spoilers here. The Watcher.
I am the Watcher.
Voice actor is amazing.
He's so good. I love him.
Was it Jeremy Wright? I think it is. Let me double check.
Hold.
The Watcher.
Please. The Watcher.
Jeffrey Wright.
Ponder.
He was in Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace, and will be in No Time to Die. As Felix Leiter.
Nice.
Who is a white dude back in the day, but now is Jeremy Wright. But Jeffrey Wright. But like every time he says what if, like I get chills. Like really funky. So the first 2 episodes are out. This will be spoilers for those. And one involves the change of Peggy becoming
Captain Peggy.
Captain Carter.
Captain Carter.
Yeah. And it's really cool how they insert, like, this is the thing that changed. Like, that was really cool. Yeah. Like, just her saying something different changed everything. And it's really cool how they did that.
Yeah.
I felt the first episode was a little rushed.
So, all right. So, here's the thing for me about the first episode. I don't know what it is, but, like, you know, I like animated series, but tend to like ignore them every once in a while, like especially a lot of like the newer DC stuff. Like I like the old anyway. I wasn't expecting to actually watch this, and then like on a whim, I was just like, you know, let me just throw it on, and I watched the first episode, and I agree that everything felt really fast and rushed, but the mind blowing thing for me is that they condensed down Captain America, the first Avenger, except with Peggy Carter in 30 minutes. And that blew my mind.
Nuts part. Like they figured out, all right, these are the beats we need to figure out how to get this to move in the same speed and almost do similar things in the same way. And it was really cool to see. Yeah. I would have liked to see more of like future, like in the present day, what happened to, you know, Bucky didn't become the Winter Soldier. Steve didn't become Captain America.
Steve would have died in the 50s.
He would have died.
Seen Steve's chart. He would not have. He would have not lasted 2014 Peggy did.
I mean, he did have a Tesseract-fueled Iron Man suit.
Some people did but I think it's canon that if he gets like polio or something. And then I saw people making the joke that Howard Stark would have put like an iron lung inside of the... Oh, what do they call it? The
Hydra Smasher.
That Howard Stark would have put a fucking iron lung inside of the Hydra Smasher.
And then like he would live in the thing. But it was really cool like how they kept the same beats of the first Captain America movie, but with Peggy. And like also addressing the fact that she's a woman and has to go through different things in order to get to the same place Steve got. And just her costume's cool. The way she does things is really cool. Yeah. Introducing Iron Man like 60 years before he actually got introduced.
Yeah. That Howard was the one that
Howard was the one to do it because he got the Tesseract.
So, but the thing about this and just like the fact that they had this design, and again, I know that this is like, it just has this headcanon for me that Howard had this idea at some point, like, or sketches or something, like some sort of idea laying around that, you know, that Tony saw, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what helped him build his first Iron Man.
Howard came up with a new element that he couldn't reproduce because of the technology. And also the arc reactor was his idea as well. Mm-hmm. So like, I think he just couldn't get the technology there.
Yeah.
And I think Tony just was able to kind of piece things together and be able to do that. The first episode was great, but it really did pick
fast.
it was too fast for me. I think it just needed to slow down a little bit, but I get why they had to do that. The second episode was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was. Wow.
Chadwick Boseman's last...
which is very sad.
Recorded version of his Black Panther, which is sad. And they dedicated the episode to him at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's supposed to come back in other episodes.
Yes, yes.
It says he's recurring. So they'll probably use, you know, even if he wasn't supposed to be in those, I think they'll use anything that's
listed on
over.
IMDb in 4 episodes. And there's 9 episodes, I think. So he's in 4 of the 9, which is just nuts.
And we don't know what those other episodes, like there's been no leaks, no nothing of like what's in those other episodes. You get glimpses of little pictures here and there and the start of the episodes, but there's really no information on these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool how they changed T'Challa into Star-Lord. Like everything that went wrong in... Peter Quill's life was because he's a terrible person and made terrible decisions. Like T'Challa's life was so much better than Peter's by that point.
Yeah.
Like he was just like a famous and like helped the galaxy and stuff like that. And Peter was like a no-name.
It was such a silly moment that like, cause like they did the exact same thing where I was like, oh man, they're going to just recreate the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. With the same way that it opened, and just like I knew instantly when he said that he was gonna be Star-Lord, I'm like, they're gonna know who he is. But like, seeing that dude Carath like freak out,
like,
was just like
fan service him like crazy. It was great.
Just because like that actor who was also the voice actor is just like usually like very serious, like edgy, like rough and like tumble kind of roles. Like getting to like be like, I'm your biggest fan. Like I love you so much.
God.
Like, and just like freaking out is like.
That's also the thing with the voice actors. They got a lot of the original actors to come back, except Black Widow because of the Scarlett Johansson stuff with Disney.
Yeah.
I think they recorded her lines and then pulled her out and put in someone else to release.
I don't know. You think so?
I mean, they must have recorded it a while ago.
No, because if they recorded it, they would have been contractually obligated to use it, I think.
It's Disney.
I mean, they could have technically paid her. Yeah, they still would have paid her for like her work, but I guess,
So they could have just been like, no, we'll get someone else to write it. Yeah. And also, Chris Evans did not reprise his role, and Robert Downey Jr. did not reprise his role.
Yeah, they somebody else played, quote-unquote, skinny Steve Rogers.
Yeah, which it was close, but you could definitely tell it wasn't Chris. And it's for those two, I think it was Price. Those guys would have been ridiculously insane to get. It would have been like $10, $15 million each just to get them to voice record a few lines. Like, I could see why they didn't do it. It sucks because they've been on record as saying that they do miss the roles.
Yeah.
So it sucks that they didn't get them back, but I understand Disney's. Although Disney makes a shit ton of money, so again, I don't understand their logic. But the second episode was great. Thanos, I think, was the best part.
Yeah, that was
of the entire thing. I didn't think he was coming. I didn't think he was gonna have any interaction. But like, he's like all chummy and shit, and T'Challa like
convinced
making
him
realize that his plan was a bad idea. Like, that's insane.
I just love that they kept bringing up like. Like, that's genocide. You know that, right? Like, he's like, no, it's random and efficient.
Yeah.
And it's just like a joke about it the whole time. It's just like, I can't, it's so weird, but like, I love it that it's just like Thanos joking around, just like, oh, no, it's not genocide. It's efficient.
And
like,
it's weird that like almost all the characters are completely, like, at the first episode, I feel like a lot of the characters still had the same type of personality and still went down the same roads. Where the second episode, because of T'Challa's influence, everyone fucking changed. Like, Nebula changed as well.
Yeah. She's
like
never really experimented on.
Like,
Thanos doesn't experiment
on her. She
doesn't
go through any of that stuff. You know, who's the lead of the Ravagers? Like, completely different.
Yondu,
he's like completely different.
But the fact that
like
T'Challa's goodness and like want to help, like basically turn them into Robin Hood, you know, and his merry men kind of thing. Like, it was literally that. Yeah. Like, they were basically like Robin Hood and his merry men, and they were like helping people throughout the universe and everything. Like that was just so interesting that he like basically turned everybody to good, including Thanos.
Yeah, including changing how Thanos, like that one I wanted to go further in because there's so much difference in between the current MCU and that storyline.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all the stuff with the Collector was great to see just because like seeing the Collector is always fun. Howard the Duck
making
a reappearance again.
Seth Green. Yeah. Good old Seth Green.
Yeah. Oh, always good stuff. And then him going back to his homeland, which was weird that he never went back before, but I guess Yondu tricked him and said that like it was gone.
Yeah. Well, but I think they needed to come up with a way of like, well, why did he never go back? And I guess like a lot of it came down to like Yondu's selfishness. And he did the same thing.
Yeah.
He did the same thing to Peter, you know, where he like hid stuff from Peter. So like it's within his personality as a character, which made sense. How did you feel about the animation?
I like the animation.
The cell shading?
Yeah, the cell shading's fine for me, but I watch anime and stuff like that, so I'm fine with animation stuff. I think it's a cool take. It's something different.
Take for, again, like Marvel actually playing with, like, you know, the fact Marvel appreciates that it comes from comic books, so like they play on that like a whole lot more, which is nice. And like it's definitely weird and like at times feels like unfinished to me, but I get what they're going for. I guess, I don't know. There are a lot of beautiful like stuff in there, but sometimes it's just
really
like
really beautiful shots.
I don't know. Just like, especially
for me,
Watcher. I love that Watcher intro.
Yeah. The Watcher intro, just like the voice and just like the knowing the Watcher
nebula
is there
and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
The Watcher. It's just nuts. Like, gave me chills every time. Well, coming from cell shade and animation, like I watched Rooster Teeth's Ruby, which is cell shade and animation, but it's, think the Marvel stuff, but take away all the good funding.
Yeah.
And like use people that just started out, and so maybe I'm just used to like bad cell shading animation, so this is way better. But all in all, like first two episodes in, like this is great. Like it's great to see these changes. The endings, I wish they went a little bit further, but they'll probably do that at like the end of the last episode and be like
how it all ties in. Yeah. And that's really what I'm wondering about is like at what point is it all going to kind of like, is that last episode going to, because like I feel like there's so many things and I we're going to get to this when we get started in our news a little bit, but like the all this multiverse stuff that they're dealing with kind of like leading up to Doctor Strange. And it like, you know, it was like, it started with Wanda and we're like, oh, is Wanda going to break the multiverse? Like, is she, whatever she's doing, is that going to like fuck up the multiverse? And then we watch Loki and we're like, oh, like the TWA, is Loki going to fuck up the multiverse? Is that how it's going to start?
Yeah.
And then like, you know, this is like, oh, we're in the multiverse now. I'm like, oh, is something in this going to happen? Is it the multiverse? Like, and we're just kind of waiting
From what I'm understanding is pretty much Wanda, I think that it started with Loki first. I think she upset things. I think it went up to the last episode with Loki.
Oh, I see.
Kang kind of switches and he's like, oh, like something's going on. And I think that's when Wanda.
Yeah, it's when he crossed over the,
the barrier of no return. And I think that's when Wanda
became the Nexus, whatever it's called.
And then these what ifs are kind of these branches of what's going on currently.
Right.
And I think Kang will show up in the last episode, I think, of the what ifs.
I hope so. Yeah.
Because they're being stingy with IMDb. Ties in more to stuff. Yeah. I think they'll tie in it all together and just kind of centralize stuff and more in Kang. And then the stuff with Spider-Man, you know, that we'll talk about that weekend, probably. Yeah. But all in all, I'm enjoying it. I can't wait for the next episodes because...
Which Nick Fury. It's all revolved like Nick Fury and I think Hawkeye, some Hawkeye stuff.
Yeah, because you see them at the end of the first episode.
Yes, you do. Oh, that's right.
A little bit, yeah. Because she comes back. But
right.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see more. Just right, because it's always...
I like how they did that. So Steve sacrificed himself and got frozen. And I like what they did with her, where basically she just ended up in another dimension for 70 years or whatever. And then came back out.
But it looks like time never moved
for her. Yeah. Whereas like...
Which was cool. Like I was trying to figure out, like, how are they going to get that to work?
Because, yeah.
like, are they just going to have her be fine and, like, live her days with Steve? But they made a way to, like...
Yeah.
Once the same monster story, was, like, pulling her in, I was like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I got this. So, go check out the What Ifs. They're really a lot of fun.
Yeah, please do.
I
have no idea when they release either.
Episode 3 says the title is What If the World Lost Its Mightiest Heroes?
Ooh.
So maybe if, what's his face? Nick Fury. If Nick Fury never assembles the Avengers, like what happens to the world?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Which makes sense. And that episode comes out tomorrow. I think they release on Wednesdays.
And I think we're going to look forward to a Marvel Zombies at some point too.
Yeah, that's going to be
pretty
dope.
Sure that's
because Marvel Zombies dope as shit.
Yeah. It's only dope if we get Deadpool. It's only going to be Deadpool and the Marvel Zombies, I'll be ecstatic. Which I think technically they can do because it's a cartoon. They own him now, so it doesn't matter. What I've been wondering is if there's ever any X-Men. If there's X-Men in any of these, I wonder if they can do that. I don't know if X-Men
because this is tied to the MCU, so they might not be able to do that.
Oh, yeah,
Which sucks because, you know, there's some X-Men that live through Marvel
Zombies.
Actually,
no, they own X-Men now. The only thing they don't own is Spider-Man.
And they're trying to
take it all
that.
Back. Yeah, the only thing they don't own is Spider-Man. But anyway.
Yeah, so they could technically introduce, but I don't know. I don't think they'd introduce mutants in the What If story. It's like, it just
Why
seems
not?
Like a
that
weird
would be the
place.
Perfect, no, that'd be the perfect place for What If. Like, what if mutants exist? Like, that'd be great. Like, and just like a couple,
it just,
like.
It's just a show. I feel like they would introduce them in the movies. Like the big box
office
ones.
They can make Thanos
ones.
A good guy. No, just like a tease. True. Not like all of the X-Men, just like a couple.
Yeah, just give it a little tip.
Just
little
give me just a tip.
Little
just
tip of the X-Men penis right in
little,
my mouth.
Little tip of the X-Men. Oh, God. Anyway.
So, go check out What If. Go start watching those if you have Disney Plus. I mean, even I've signed up for it, and all I'm watching is Marvel stuff. So go check, take a gander. Speaking of Marvel stuff, nerd news, we had some Spider-Man stuff happen.
We did. So, 2 days ago, scrolling my way through Reddit as I usually do late at night, and I come across a video that is a video of a phone recording of the new Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. That is, I didn't watch it. But I was just like, this can't be real.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched it either.
And I kind of like just scrolled through it quickly. I did go back and kind of just like, again, like scroll through just to see the moments. Mm-hmm. And whatever trailer was released, and again, like it's literally a phone recording another phone. Like that's how like shitty quality this is that people were leaking. And it was all like pre-production footage, so it was like storyboarding, basically like really bad CGI. Nothing was finished, but it was 100% the teaser that was released today.
That guy is 100% fired and getting sued.
Yeah. So if you didn't watch it, or you don't know anything about how Hollywood works, whenever like movies are like the for your consideration for like the Oscars, they like send out to like producers and all those people. I forgot what they call them, but basically copies of the movies that have like either say like for your consideration or will have your name, as a watermark on the screen.
Yeah, watermark. Which is the same thing we get for like alphas that we sign up for games. Like you can't stream it. Yeah. If you do, there's numbers that correlate to your specific version.
Exactly. And this random dude's name pops up on the screen in the very beginning, and we come to find out that he is a VFX artist on a lot of major Marvel movies. And
he's
is probably
blacklisted.
Very, very fired.
His career is done.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was just kind of like a, hey, check out this cool thing. And somebody just happened to record him like, oh, I'm working on the new Spider-Man teaser. You want to watch it?
Someone really goofed, or someone's, you know, maybe a boss, you know, recorded it to send it to, you know, another boss and it went somewhere else and, you know, leaked. It might not even be that guy's fault. He might not be the one recording it.
Like, yeah, and who knows?
But he's still probably going to get fired and blacklisted. Yeah.
So we'll see from that.
The mouse don't deal with that kind of shit.
Yeah, Feige don't deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Feige hasn't dealt with Tom Holland enough. He doesn't want to deal with him.
It's true.
It's like, I can't fire Tom Holland, but I can fire you.
I can fire your ass. They did release an official trailer a few days later, which was awesome.
It was, yes.
I mean,
so again, if you want to know nothing about Spider-Man, go ahead.
Yeah. The only problem I had with it was it has the problem of a lot of trailers where they show too much of the storyline.
See, I don't think they show anything.
They show the premise of like, all right, Peter's identity's out. He goes to Doctor Strange.
But we know that already. Yeah.
Well, did we? That like he was going to go to Doctor Strange.
Well, we didn't know he was going to go to Doctor Strange, but we knew that his identity was out.
Yeah, his identity was out. That was at the last. But, like, we didn't know he was going to go to Doctor Strange. They were going to do a spell that Wong told him not to. Yeah. And Peter's wishy-washiness fucks the spell.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's where we get this multiversal Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
And I just think it showed too much for me, at least. I think it showed too much. The teasers for like all the characters that they're bringing back was cool. Like the Green Goblin,
the pumpkin
grenade.
Bomb. Yeah.
And then fucking what's his face for Dr. Octopus.
Alfred Molina. Alfred Molina as Doc Ock. Ending the trailer that hello Peter. I love
so
Alfred Molina so much.
Was,
I'm just like, yes,
so
give me the Doc Ock.
Like that was one of the best
fucking Raimi, man.
Yeah, it just was the best like castings.
It was, yeah.
Came out of those Spider-Man movies, I feel like.
And so we know Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin is a part of it. Yeah. We heard the cackle. He's in there somewhere. We know Alfred Molina, Doc Ock is in it because he already kind of like got in trouble for saying that he was in it kind of.
Yeah.
A while ago.
He was one of the first ones came out. And I think it was because he fucked up.
Yeah, and I bet Tom Holland was like, it wasn't me, it wasn't me.
Tom,
I didn't do it. And then promptly let something out. We know also there is lightning and a sandstorm at some point in the teaser trailer.
Well,
we know
Jamie
Electro
Foxx is back as well as Electro.
And all we're waiting for is, what's his name, a Sandman. There are teases that Vulture is in it, possibly. So the big hope here is that you're going to get a Sinister Six. It is very likely to get a Sinister
Six. It seems like that. And the thing is, a lot of these characters already had movies, so they don't have to introduce them. They only have to introduce them to the characters that are there. They don't have to introduce them to the audience.
Yeah.
So it's not going to have the problem like the other Spider-Man movies have had where they introduce multiple bad guys. It's like, oh, now we have to do a backstory. Now we have to do a standard story and all that stuff. They don't have to do any of that stuff because it's all in other movies.
And something I will agree with a lot of people is when the trailer comes out, I really hope that they don't show a lot or even at all Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
We know they're in it, and I really want them to save it. Like,
I think the last trailer will have a sneak peek at them.
Yeah, the closer you get to the movie, it's just like they basically release the entire movie before then.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm really worried about.
That's the problem I have with these trailers is like they just show too much. Like I already know the basic premise of this movie, and I've only seen one trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know they're going to release six more before they get to the actual movie. So I'm just like, this kind of kills it for me.
I will say
it's cool to see that stuff, but...
Yeah. There is a lot of intrigue around Doctor Strange, though, and just like what's kind of going on with him. And at first I was just like, why the fuck would Doctor Strange do this for Peter? And the more I thought about it and the more I read about it, a lot of people brought up like, look, Doctor Strange sacrificed Peter for that like 1 in 14 million chance.
Yeah.
He knew that Tony was like a father figure for him and is like maybe now feels responsible. But he's also still arrogant. Like, just because
he's still the arrogant doctor from before.
Like, of course he's going to be like, yeah, I can do this spell. I can do this spell with my hands behind my back. You know, like.
I think it's more that Wong told him no in the trailer.
Means he has to do
it. And I think he was just like, yeah, now I got to do it because he's telling me no. So now I get to do it because, you know, fuck off.
Yeah. So. But
and then just to see how he mixes with what's going on and why. Yeah. Doctor Strange keeps, I guess, because he wants to set the multiverse right.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, they'll probably figure out that something is terribly wrong with the multiverse and it wasn't their fault.
Yeah, which is definitely going to come out of Loki and Wanda.
The multiverse they didn't know existed.
I think you're right. I think it's in the end, it's all cumulative out of Loki, whereas WandaVision, the voices she heard of her sons was from another multiverse after the shit with Loki. Like, she was listening to the multiverse because she's a Nexus being. But we won't know about that for a really long time. So, Spider-Man comes out in December.
How many movies do we have?
I think December is Spider-Man. So we have Eternals first.
Which they dropped a new trailer as well.
Yeah, with the Celestials.
And that looks good.
Oh,
the,
baby,
Celestials,
the Celestials
blew my fucking mind.
Yeah,
I was like,
baby,
holy shit, they're adding the Celestials? Which makes sense. The Eternals were created by the Celestials.
Yeah,
but
and
like,
they kind of teased it with Nowhere. You know, Nowhere is the separate head of a Celestial.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think they would actually put them in, though. Damn. And it's just like, we do have Shang-Chi.
Oh, right. Shang-Chi's next. Shang-Chi's first. I'm sorry. That's September.
Shang-Chi's next.
That's like
the
week.
Third. That's the review is coming out already. And
yeah,
they're
great.
Saying that's really good. So I'm excited for that. Then you have the Eternals, November 5th, 2021.
November. Yeah. And then Spider-Man's
and
December.
Then Spider-Man's December.
And then February.
Then Doctor Strange in March.
March is Doctor Strange. Okay.
Thor. Love and Thunder is May 6th. That one I'm really excited for just because we get female Thor. So Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, July 8th next year.
Yep.
Which I'm super excited for because they just announced that Ironheart will be in it. So you get a tie-in to both Tony Stark and Black Panther. So just like, it's gonna be awesome. And then the Marvels, November 11th of next year. Ant-Man Quantumania is February of 2023.
I'm not prepared for that because that's going to be Kang. Like, the fact that 2023 is going to be Kang, and it's like, I know they're going to do the same thing they did with Thanos, where it's basically they're just going to tease him a bunch of times up until you get to Quantumania. But like, I love Ant-Man and the Wasp. Like, that's my jam. They're my favorite. And I know that that's Kang too. So it's like even more. I want him.
Yeah. Because you get a sneak peek of him.
And we're going to get a Loki season 2 in there
somewhere.
Like very pretty soon, I think.
Guardians of the Galaxy is May 5th, 2023.
Yeah.
And then there's the unscheduled projects, which is Fantastic Four, X-Men, Blade, which is the one I want.
Yeah.
I really want Blade. Captain America 4, which they just announced that... Anthony Mackie is signed on for Captain America 4, which will be awesome.
Yep.
Deadpool 3 as well, somewhere in there
well.
Yep. That'll be mixed in as well. God, I hope they don't do the Fantastic Four movie. Leave Reed Richards out of all this. I don't want him anywhere near any of this shit.
Look, he's going to come. They're going to defeat Kang, and then Reed Richards is going to be introduced as the big bad.
Yeah, because
the Council Richards,
because
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
he's the worst.
I'm gonna eat a dick. So there's a lot of Marvel stuff coming out soon. The Spider-Man, I would definitely look at the Spider-Man trailer just because like some of that stuff is really cool.
Very
and
excited.
Just seeing Doc Ock in there was really awesome.
Yes, so excited.
Yes. So there's some tech stuff going on with Elon Musk that just released. CJ's favorite. We got robots, bitch.
Thank you.
So Elon Musk on Tesla's AI Day event unveiled the TeslaBot, a humanoid robot that uses a lot of the technology that's in the cars. So...
The cars that crash into shit, like the sides of tractor trailers, and on gray rainy days where the fucking sky is. Yeah, let's put that in a robot.
So it's got its full self-driving hardware. It'll include 8 cameras and a high-tech heads-up display on its head. It says it will be able to top out at a speed of 5 miles an hour. A carrying capacity of 45 pounds, a deadlift of 150, and an arm extend lift of 10 pounds. These are supposed to replace pretty much what he said is any dangerous, repetitive, or boring tasks.
Yeah.
So stuff you do around your house or stuff that's really dangerous for people, like the fucking
dojo dog training is in here as like an example. Yeah. I'm just like, I would not fight this thing. Are you kidding me? I'm not gonna train it how to fight.
Pretty much the thing that dog robot from Boston Dynamics does. Oh. Pretty much they would do this with this, but it would be more of like home stuff as well. So people that can't do stuff around their house or just stuff that's just menial. This is supposed to replace. He says it's not supposed to replace actual people. Well, we'll find out when this thing actually gets released, if that happens. My favorite part is the code name inside Tesla for this thing. Do you know the code name for it?
No, I don't. I don't want to know.
Can you guess what the code name is for it?
Is it the Terminator?
That would be amazing. No, it is Optimus Prime.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. The code name for the Tesla bot in their factories is Optimus Prime, which is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit because they made a fucking truck, an 18-wheeler.
Yep.
And that's like, no. No, fuck that. This is stupid. This thing's code name should be a piece of shit that shouldn't exist. Delete this podcast because the AI can't know I'm shit talking it.
Done. They say the prototype is set to be ready next year.
Oh, God. The more I look at it, the more I hate it.
Yeah, it's really funky looking. I would definitely suggest looking online to look at like all the pictures and stuff.
This is going to be really weird to masturbate to later.
Yeah, or when it masturbates for you. Oh. It says it'll perform tasks.
That is a repetitive, dangerous task of mine.
Yeah, right. Hopefully, it does the cleanup. Just does a vacuum on its head. Just.
I know. All right, hold on. I'm looking at the technical details, and I realize now that they're talking about like the different axes, like in like the articulation of the bot. But I just see arms 12, and I'm like, this thing has 12 fucking arms?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wait, no. It's like 12 it's points like, of articulation.
Yeah. That's stuff that like, they put on, like, super high, like, high-end toys, like 12 points of articulation.
Yeah.
Karate chop action. The sad thing is, this thing is an inch taller than I am. weighs a lot less than I do, but is an inch taller than I am. It's supposed to be a prototype next year.
Do you think you can deadlift 150 pounds?
Probably not.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I feel like
I don't know deadlift weights. I'm not into that kind
like
of stuff.
45, so. Like I think I could carry 45 pounds. Like, I feel like whenever we work retail, they're always like being able to carry 50 pounds
or more. Like, that seems like they just shot for like basic, what you need to like pick up random stuff.
Yeah,
they're not doing like hard labor, like they're not doing like construction shit, but I mean, they're just doing basic tasks for now, but God knows what they could replace later on. I wonder what Boston Dynamics thinks of this. I wonder if they help them on this.
I doubt it. They're making their own thing. I doubt.
Yeah. I mean, they're making dogs to hunt you down. Now he's making humans. The best part was, I think he said like, you know, don't be afraid. You know, this thing might not catch up to you. And I was like, might not? If it comes after you, I'm like, the might hurts a little bit. I'm like, Might sounds like this thing's got a speed that he unlocks that hunts down humans. Like,
yeah.
That's what it sounds like. And I'm sorry, but Elon Musk is like kind of a psychopath. So like, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
It's just cool to see that like this is the like direction that they're going. Like they're doing like they're doing trucks and cars. They're doing fucking internet shit. They're doing fucking robots hunting you down. Like it just seems like any like thing that you saw as a kid that was future, that they thought like the 50s was going to be the future, like flying cars, I'm waiting for him to come out with. Like I just feel like he's going, all right, all the stuff I thought as a kid that was going to be in the future, I'm just going to make because I have a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
So like, either way, this is where I think it's going. Also, this reminds me of the robot movie in with Robin Williams, which makes me sad.
Oh, Centennial Man.
Yeah,
Centennial which Man makes is me so good.
Sad on multiple parts because that movie is sad, and Robin Williams being dead is sad. And so just like, that's what it reminded me of. And I was like, oh no.
I feel like Centennial Man is like, it's one of those movies that like the trans community definitely needs to watch. I feel like that movie was made for them.
A lot of people need to watch, especially it's with how stuff like this is happening now. Like I feel like it's something that we might have to run into in another generation or two. Like at robots becoming sentient.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, the whole thing about that was so interesting. Like the concept behind that was like, you know, like there's a whole thing of like, okay, if we start as people replacing our body parts. So in Centennial Man, spoiler alert for a movie from the 90s, I think, or early 2000s.
Yeah, fucking A, man. Like,
he is a fully like a robot, like a butler, basically, that over
1999,
there you go. Over the years, like 100, like I think like 200 years, basically replaces his entire body with like real parts for the most, like real organs and skin and stuff like that. And it was kind of like being recognized. He's a robot that was sentient and wanted to be a human and recognized as a human. But there's that other side of it that's very much like, okay, if we as humans start replacing our body parts to survive longer, at what point, like, are we not human anymore? Like, and that's, it's one of those like really like thin, like fine lines that like a lot of people are still debating over. And it's an interesting debate to like, you know, like what makes us human? Like, is it our body? Is it our brain?
Movie.
Is it
like, I doubt like any of the special effects hold up or anything.
No, yeah, I doubt it.
A lot of it was physical, effects, but it probably still doesn't hold up.
Yeah. I thought we were still talking about Spider-Man for a second. I was like, geez, like we really got off topic.
Yeah, we did.
No.
I would go check this thing out. It just looks really cool and just seems like Elon Musk is just like, what cool shit did I like as a kid? Let me throw money at it. Because the truck looks like a 5-year-old drew it. It's just sharp lines everywhere. Yeah. So I would go check out that as well.
Do we?
So let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. Moving on, some geek on, geek off. I got some stuff in here. First off, let's go with the Cowboy Bebop stuff. Cowboy Bebop, the live-action TV series was announced, I think, last year.
Yeah.
But they finally released some on-set images of the three main characters, well, four if you count Ayn.
Yeah.
But they finally showed pictures of the cast in their costumes and stuff. Oh, and it looks fucking
John
dope.
Cho looks so good.
He looks like Spike Spiegel.
My God.
Mustafa Shakir looks like Jet Black. Like he looks really close to Jet Black. The one that stands out is Faye Valentine.
Yeah.
Which I understand why they went in this direction, because Faye Valentine's outfit is like almost no booty shorts and like a barely hanging on top. And I don't think that would fit. You know, you got to think of also the actor. Like the actor doesn't want to be shown in something like this.
Yeah, it's not.
And I feel like
practical.
It's not practical. It doesn't make any sense. Like a lot of people are upset about it, but I'm like, I don't it didn't make any sense. Like it makes sense in an anime because it's fan service or whatever, but this makes more sense and practical. And I don't feel like the actual, the outfit from the anime would transfer over well. I mean, it's not like they gave her a lot. They give her a fucking suit jacket and fucking like tights.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it wasn't like they changed a lot, but they just covered it up a little bit. And they were like, oh, fuck, we can't jack off to this now. Fuck yeah. me.
I mean, the real problem I have is that Ayn has, like, a much more, like, dark brown face. And this Ayn has a lot more white on
you
it. And,
bitch.
You know, they could have done better.
I like, do love the that dog. They have Ayn in it. No word on Ed, if he'll
oh,
be.
Yeah, Ed.
Or she'll be. They will be.
Yeah.
I think it's they. They will be introduced at some point. There's... some chatter that they'll be introduced way later in the series season, then hopefully a season two will go into their story a little bit more. But honestly, like, the pictures look awesome. John Cho looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shot with that he's got headphones on and stuff that almost looks exactly like from the intro to the movie. And I really hope they do that intro because it's really funny stuff between him and Jet. So I hope they do that. But for me, it looks awesome.
I mean,
I'm always worried about adaptions from anime to live action, but this has got a great cast.
The original composer.
The original composer came back. It looks fantastic. It looks really close to what they did in the anime. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for it. I can't fucking wait for this to come out. I don't think they've said dates yet.
November.
November? November this year? Next year?
This year.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Release date, November 19th,
2021.
Wow.
Like 3 months.
They must have been all done. They must be all done with shooting and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
And the.
That's the thing. There's also been
COVID
lot of stuff.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not been a lot of stuff shown for this. Like, it's just been. You know, this is the first time we've seen the characters in costume.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've not seen that. And we are 3 months, we're not even 3 months away from the release, which is kind of shocking.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't fucking wait for this because Cowboy Bebop is one of my favorite animes just because the feeling. I really hope John Choi's been working on fighting because Spike's fighting is like a huge part of the style. So. Really hoping that goes over well.
Yes.
So I'm excited for it. I hope everyone else is excited for it. I hope they do well and it doesn't suck because I would like more seasons of it. I also like John Cho as an actor, so I'm fine with watching him do stuff. Moving on from that to Stardew Valley. I thought this would be interesting to talk about, or at least, you know, need to say some stuff about it. Apparently, there is a esport for Stardew Valley. The Stardew Valley Cup, which is being started by Concerned Ape, which is the creator of Stardew Valley. He is putting up $40,000 for a team, four teams of four people, and they will have, there is going to be 100 tasks that are going to be laid out, and they will get, I think, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Beforehand to look over it and plan ahead. And then there will be, I think, five or 10 tasks.
Yeah, five additional.
Five additional tasks that they won't know until they start to compete.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the stuff is, you know, the complete tasks in the community center, reaching floor 100 in Skull Cavern, stuff like that. And I can't remember. I don't think it says how long they have in game.
Yeah, that's what they don't. That's what I'm curious about. It's just how long.
Yeah, or is it a set? Is it a time?
I would assume, you know, it's like only like 8 hours or something. Like, because it says the main event is September 4th. So I'm wondering, like, at what point is that them starting off the four teams and everything, and then they have like X amount of hours? Like, I'm very curious.
That's
to
what
know.
I'm thinking. I don't think it'll be in-game days. I don't think it'll just be once you get this hour mark, that's it.
Yeah.
So it probably won't cover any of like the big events in the game, I'm guessing. Like any of like the Easter.
I don't know.
Icons
I bet it will,
because like
I bet there'll be stuff like I'm sure, maybe. like, because you got to think the first dance, like the flower festival or the egg festival, the first dance, like. There are two people that are very easy. I'm sure there are like more difficult people that you could dance with.
Yeah, very easy.
Was it Shane and Haley? Like you can dance with pretty easily. But like for the first,
to push them so they don't stay. So they actually care about those things. So who knows like how far
ahead. Yeah, because the big part is like all that stuff is, you know, there's plenty of things that you can only do or get at very specific or like years, like stuff that you could technically only do at year two. Like I'm very curious to know like
How fast they have to complete how fast they can
get it done, or if they can get like, imagine like completing the community the community center like in year one. I'm sure is like one
It says that one of them is completing the community, like completing tasks from the community center, so I'm guessing one of them is completing the community center,
which I've never done. You can do it in year one. It is possible. I think it's even more possible now after recent updates. Because the whole problem
is... You probably have to gun for that. Nothing else.
But you have four people.
They might just have like one person gun for that. And like
you have to remember, they do have four people. Like even like when like my wife and I play it together with two people, it's kind of like, it sucks because like days go by so much faster. Like they increase the clock. And I'm curious to know if that's even worse with four people or if it's only multi-general, like it doesn't matter how many people are playing. Like the clock is sped up the same amount. I can't imagine it going faster because it goes so fast. But I'm curious to like, if you have a team of four people that like all know what they're doing and you're like, look, you're on farming stuff, you're on fishing stuff, get all the legendary fish, you know, you're on the caverns or like, you know, like, all right, we have a shitty day. All right, we'll both go to the cavern. Like, you know, you could have a pretty good plan. I'm very curious. Like
I'm definitely going to watch this too. I watched the video that they had with Unsurpassable Z.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a bigger Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
It'll Specific be on his for, stream.
Yeah.
On September 4th. And a lot of these people are speedrunners for the game already.
Yeah.
So like they know what they're doing. They have 2 weeks to plan. So like I can't imagine. They probably have everything up to the hour probably.
Yeah.
You know, check marked off. So for $40,000 that the creator of Stardew Valley is putting up himself, and people were like, wow, that's a lot of money, but then remembered that he sold 10 million copies already. So like,
and how many people own multiple copies of this game on multiple platforms, you know? Like it's just one of those things where it's like, I bought it for PC, like I'll buy it for Switch too, like I want them both things. And it's like,
it's cheap and it's fun to play like randomly. The 14 names, which is Sandy's Candies, Pierre's Cherries, Pam's Yams, and Crobus's Crocuses.
I'm really mad that it's Pam's Yams and not like some sort of like alcohol reference, because Pam is such a fucking alcoholic.
She's an alcoholic.
I hate Pam so much.
But this will happen September 4th at I think it's 12 p.m. Eastern. The event is at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Pacific,
12
Eastern. Sorry, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be on Unsurpassable Z's Twitch page, or you can just look up, you know, Stardew Valley Cup.
Yep.
But I'm excited to watch this. I can't wait for this kind of shit because it's gonna be insane.
Yeah.
To watch, like, I know I don't play that often. I don't go really quickly in it. So, like, I can't imagine, like...
For most people, it's a casual, fun game to play.
Yeah, I can't imagine just, like, fucking hammering through the fucking thing. And it'll be cool to, like, listen in to see... I don't know how they'll do the stream because it's...
Yeah.
Four...
That's 16 people, yeah.
Four groups of four. That's a lot of people to be, like...
Yeah, I feel like most esports are usually 4v4. Like, it's not that many people, but...
And they're usually only focused on like one person at a time, but with so many people, like I don't know how this is going to go.
I'm sure there'll be leaders for each team and they'll focus on those leaders kind of calling out like, okay, like you do this, you do that.
And especially with this being, you know, well, they're all at home. So like, to get this all running smoothly too, makes me kind of concerned because it's, you know, 17, 18 people at least trying to, you know, get all their video stuff together, which... I've seen five or six people in decent companies and it not going well. So it makes me concerned, but I'm hopeful that this will go off. So September 4th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, go see one team win $40,000 playing Stardew Valley.
Do it.
And I hope there's like more. I hope like this starts like takes off, because this is kind of funny. Like Stardew Valley is an esport. Like it would be really crazy to watch. So that's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailcast.com. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Everybody say Pam's Yams.
Give me that pale ale.